from the lawn, which we're going to have the tent, and it's going to be different. So if you've come to the barbecue in the past and you're like, oh, I've already done it once, I don't need to do it again, well, you might consider wanting to do it again this year because it's at a new location, a few things, you know, that are going to be different.
That's the Hughes Ranch?
Yeah, the Hughes Ranch.
All right. My goodness sakes, it's going to be great. And the date again for the Big, the Bad, the barbecue?
It is Saturday, May 9th. That starts at 6 p.m. So right now, we are looking for sponsors. So if you're looking, if you're a business, own a business, or even if you're just a family who wants a reserved table so you don't have to sit in general seating, we're doing all of that now.
Better be safe than sorry.
you can reserve. You know, it doesn't matter. It depends. You know, some people love general seating because they can just pick a seat when they sit down to eat, and then they can wander the event.
Gotcha.
Some want to come with seven of their closest friends, so a table of eight, and they'll have their name on it, and you can just kind of know where you put your stuff for the evening. So if you're a business who's looking to want to maybe partner with us as a sponsor, then we'd love for you to reach out to us or shoot us an email. We'll reach out to you. We can talk about what that means. And, you know, it's the sponsors. It's the people who donate the live and silent auctions. They make, you know, our event possible. And then the community comes out and supports us. And it's a whirlwind to get started, but it is such a great event for us. And we just love, like, our big picnic party out there. And then we can see everyone again.
There you go. And Elder Care puts it on, and it's going to be top-notch.
Yeah. And and if you've never been out there, you know, anywhere from 900 to 1,000 people are out there. It's a big event. It's casual. You can come in your cowboy boots, your cowboy hat if you want to, or, you know, however you feel most comfortable. We do it rain or shine. So we always say bring a coat, bring some boots just in case it rains a little or is a little muddy. But it's a great time. And if you want to know more about the event, you can also check out, we have a little website specific to the barbecue, and it is eldercarebbq.org. Or if you put in .com, that's okay. We have both. And it will redirect you and kind of tell you about where it is and what we do. And then you can purchase individual tickets or a reserve table on that website. Or you can call us on the phone and we can for sure help you get settled out there.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is really, really good. Mm-hmm. So folks, get on the ball, fire up the old Googles and get on the internet and find out where you need to be and what you need to do.
Well, and it's a great time, too, you know, for people who are like, well, I kind of, you know, want to help out, but I don't know that I can be a sponsor or anything. We are always looking for good volunteers who might want to come out and, you know, help during the event or help set up before or even tear down the day after. You know, maybe put some linens in some bags and some do some things. So if you're looking to give back and you want to help us with our big fundraiser, then call us about volunteering too. We'd love to see if there's a good fit for you at our fundraiser, or if it's not that, we have lots of volunteer opportunities at Elder Care too that you could talk to us about, from answering phones to coming, helping out in our daybreak program, sitting with our participants who come and interacting with them, to helping serve dinner once a month at our Golden Opportunity events.
Now, the Golden Opportunity events are truly golden opportunities. These are fun.
Yeah.
You know, you've been mentioning, every time you come here, you mention these. I'm like, can I come?
Yes, Tom, you can absolutely come. Right. No, we love them, and it's not too late. You know, you might think, oh, well, I've missed, you know, we have events every month. And so in March, what we have a bingo coming up on March 20th. It's $5. You can come try and win a prize. Anybody 60 or older can come. Don't have to be a member. We still have a Branson overnight trip happening at the very end of March. And we have a space for one or two more people who might want to come.
Those go fast.
They do. And you would have to let us know by, like, tomorrow afternoon so we can finish up all of the reservations. But if you're like, oh, I missed signing up for the Branson trip, give us a call. We'll try and fit you on the bus there. But we've got about 40 people already going with us. It's going to be a great trip to Branson to see Noah at Sight and Sound with us. And then we also have a laughing yoga class coming up. I think it's the 24th of this month. That's a interesting experience.
Wait a second. Laughing yoga. The last time I did anything like that, I was the guy trying to do yoga, and I can hear the people snickering. It's not like
that. It's not like that. No. So it's a great little program. And really, they call it laughing yoga because you're kind of forced to do different kinds of laughs. But those laughs are actually meant to help you with breathing techniques similar to what you would use in a yoga class.
Gotcha.
So there's no getting on the floor. Everything's done from a chair. But it's a great class to really open up those lungs, work on breathing, relaxing, and then you know, you force a couple laughs at the beginning, and by the end, you're actually laughing for real. And it's this really interesting experience. It really is, because you're like, that sounds weird and kooky and no thank you. But
actually, it sounds refreshing, because not only are you going to get oxygen to your body, when you start laughing, they say laughter is the best medicine.
It is.
I don't know what exactly the medical thing that goes on when you laugh. All I know is that you feel so much better for the next day, and for that day and the rest of the next.
Yes, and so it's a really fun experience. And so if you're 60 or older and you're like, I want to try this laughing thing, again, it's not physical. You don't have to get on the floor. There's no yoga mats.
Unless you roll over on the floor laughing.
Encourage you to try and stay in your chair, but it's a really great thing, and you can just sign up for that. And you can do all of those by just calling our number at 918-336-8500 and say, hey, I heard about this yoga class. It's got laughing in it. I want to do it. Or, hey, I want to go.
I'm serious about this laughing thing.
Yeah, Tom, I really expect you to be there on the 24th. And, you know, it's at 2 o'clock, I think.
I want to.
You should. But it's really great. Uh-huh. And then at the end of the month, after all of those things are done, we're ready soon. I think it's March 26th to do a new brochure that's going to have all new classes, all new trips, all new social things. And so we'll start the whole, you know, adventure again here at the end of March for April, May, and June. And it's just recurring cycle of fun and fellowship and friends and a way to just get out of the house and not have to worry about it. You can just get on the bus with us. We take care of tickets. We take care of everything for you. So it should be hopefully as stress-free as any kind of travel or class that you might ever do.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. So if you're just not sure, come try it out one time. I promise you'll have a good time.
All right. It's 8:41. We're talking with Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care. So far, we talked about the barbecue, the Branson trip, and laughing yoga. There's more.
There is more. You know, so if you're not familiar with Elder Care, we actually have 8 different programs. So each month we try and highlight something a little different. But what I really wanted to talk about, kind of the last part of this, is we had this great presentation a couple weeks ago, and it kind of made us refocus on what kind of impact did Elder Care make in the community in 2019? You know, what can we really say like we did? Mm-hmm. And so I brought a couple of the statistics that I thought were super exciting for us to share. So one of them is that in 2019, we served 800 unduplicated seniors in our community and their support system, but that's per month. So that's 800 people per month plus their families that we provided some kind of service to in 2019.
That's awesome.
It's a huge thing for us. Out of that, we were able to help 240 seniors in our community who live underneath the poverty level every single month, whether that's getting the care they need or getting the socialization that they need. We were able to do 200 pieces of medical equipment. So if you don't know, we loan out wheelchairs and walkers and canes and bedside commodes. And so we were able to say at least 200 individual people came in and got a piece of medical equipment free of charge. We're able to bring them back when they were done. That doesn't count maybe someone who needed more than one piece or maybe somebody who came back more than once. Mm-hmm. And so we're really proud of that number. And then, you know, at the end of each year, we do Medicare Part D counseling, free to the community. We also do counseling sessions for anybody who's just about to enroll into Medicare. And so it can be really confusing. And so we started tracking that, and we were able to see 275 people all year, most of which were from October to December, but all year to help kind of navigate that really confusing time or make a better choice on their drug plan or keep one because they're already in a good plan. So those are just some of the small things we did last year. But I think my favorite number on these things that we started doing was we calculated how many hours does one of our employees spend directly one-on-one with a client right there. And that was 98,074 hours that somebody spent just talking one-on-one like you and I are, Tom, getting through services, providing something that it's needed. And so that's when you divide that by the number of employees, that means that each employee spends at least 50% of their time just helping out, not doing paperwork, not planning, not doing everything else that we all know comes with a job, but actually just sitting with people. And we're just really proud of that. We're proud of the impact that we made in 2019. And I thought I would come and share how excited we are about that.
Well, I'm glad that you did because, you know, how else would anyone know the impact that elder care has on our community, the positive impact? That's great news.
Because we talk all the time about the specific programs, but it's like, how does that translate? What does that really mean in our community? You know, I don't know.
That's a lot of people being touched in a very positive manner here.
It really is
a lot of help going out.
Well, and we're proud of that. And 19% of Washington County is over the age of 65. I mean, 19%. And so we're just lucky that we get to serve a great, you know, portion of that population. And just want to encourage everyone again that if you are there or if your family member is there, all of these services, they encompass caregivers and families and everyone in this process, that we're a resource for you. And we want to make this number, and we want to grow it next year. We want to do more services, and we want to, you know, work more one-on-one with people. And we're here for you. We're here to make aging less complicated or however you want to.
Take your mind off it anyway.
Come do laughing yoga. I mean, you'll feel pretty good after that. You won't worry about how hard it is.
No, you won't. Now, how can people find you? First of all, your physical address, you're not that hard to find.
No, we're right by Walmart, and so that is 1223 Swan Drive. Mm-hmm. So you go right past the curve by Green Country, and we're right there. Or if you're coming the other way, it's Swan Drive off of Nowata. Mm-hmm. There's the tag office, and you just keep on coming, and then you'll see us. Yeah, you'll see us right there. So we have big green roof. We try to be, you know, there. We stand out a little bit. And so you can find us there. Sometimes getting out of your home isn't always the first option. So you want to know who we are first before you come visit us. You can check us out on our website. Mm-hmm. And that is abouteldercare.org. Mm-hmm. It talks about all the programs we do, all the things that we offer, who to reach out to if you have a question. So you can check it out there, or even just give us a call again at 918-336-8500 and talk to whoever answers the phone about your question, and they'll answer it for you, or they'll get you to the right person to hopefully, you know, get you what you need and get there quickly.
And a lot of our seniors these days, thanks to Facebook, they're pretty good on the computer.
Yes.
And so they can find you. You got a page, and you also got a website, right?
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, check us out on Facebook. It's Washington County Elder Care or Elder Care. You can kind of type in either one. We try and keep that up to date every day on our trips that are coming up, but also some great articles that you might be interested in and the different things that are going on. We actually put a weekly article out at the newspaper that you can read, just topics that are relevant to aging. And then our monthly Prime Times comes out the third Sunday of each month in the paper. And that is, you know, kind of a newsletter with some articles from different experts in our own organization about, you know, topics that will be great. You can find all of that stuff on our website, too. If you don't get the paper, you can still read it on the website and do that.
Right, yeah. Real easy. And so, once again, it's going to be a lot of fun. We got the barbecue coming up. Let's go ahead. For the folks who only heard that a little bit at the beginning, this is the big barbecue, the good, the bad, the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. The good, the bad, the barbecue. It's Saturday, May 9th. Mm-hmm. This year, it's at the Hughes Ranch. It's called Hughes Ranch Headquarters. It's new for us, so we're trying to get it out there. We're taking sponsorship for tables now, silent auction item, live auction item. So if you want to come in as your business or as a family and contribute that way, you can. Mm-hmm. You can purchase tickets on eldercarebbq.org or .com. Either one works. The physical tickets, the one where you can come by our office and pick them up, those won't come out till April 1st. Mm-hmm. But you can buy online, I believe, as of today, if you'd like. Go ahead and purchase your ticket early or your table early. And we're looking forward to our new venue and the big party that we have every year. And it's always a good time. So if you haven't come, you should definitely come check it out at least once.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for popping by. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate our visit. Sorry, no cake this time.
I know. Yeah. I'm still excited that I was able to do that with you. I'm like, yes, I feel so special, Tom.
Well, thank you. In case you missed it a month ago, you know, they brought in a birthday cake. It was somebody's birthday. Yeah.
Somebody got a little older.
Yeah, huh. Somebody got a lot older. It is 8:49, and you've been listening to our Community Connection program right here on K1. A service of Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors, and on the web, powered by Arvest.